Hello, ladies, and welcome to this episode of Momming, Surviving, and Thriving, the podcast where we encourage all women to live their best life by focusing on our four pillars of being happy, healthy, wealthy, and thriving. Today, ladies, we are focusing on committing to thrive. As many of you are aware, and some of you actually attended my Commit to Thrive retreat this summer. The retreat was full of women committing to thrive in all aspects of their lives, both women who are trying to climb the corporate ladder and those that are trying to start their businesses or expand their businesses. But all women had goals and aspirations that they were committed to thriving in, because as we all know, we live in a fast-paced world, and it can be easy to get caught up in the daily grind of our lives, our spouses' lives, our children's lives, and actually lose sight of our goals and our aspirations. However, committing to thrive is essential for leading a fulfilling and satisfying life. Committing to thrive is a mindset shift for many of us. It's something that we have to practice every day. It's something that we must commit to achieving every day. So if one day we fall short of that, we get up and we try it again. But I have a few things, a few steps to help you as you start your journey on committing to thrive. And the first step in committing to thrive is the good old setting clear and specific goals. I know you guys are probably tired of me talking about that, but that is essential for anything that we do, is setting clear goals. These goals should be realistic and achievable, but also challenging. Challenging enough to push you out of your comfort zone. Because guess what? If it's easy, we're going to breeze through it, right? We don't want something that's going to be that easy, because then we're not thinking big enough. Consider what you truly want for your life and what steps you need to take to get there. Write your goals down. That's important. I talk about that all the time. I have clients that say, I do have this goal, and I ask them, well, what are you doing? Did you write the goals down? What are the steps? And many of them say, no, I have it in my head. And I always say, if it's a goal that's in your head, is not written down, is there's no action steps, it's just a dream. So write the goals down and keep them somewhere visible so you can see it on a daily basis, multiple times a day. It can be in your phone notes. It can be on the wall as soon as you wake up, a notepad when you wake up, in your closet, in your bathroom, whatever. Somewhere where you go every day and you potentially can see it multiple times a day. Write them down, make them visible. It's a reminder to your commitment to thrive. Now, once you have set your goals, it's time to take action. Again, create actionable steps. Break your goals down into small, manageable tasks that you can complete each day, or at a minimum each week. Because you guys know I've talked about daily habits, right? If you want to read the Atomic Habits, I talked about that as being one of the books I read last year that helped me think about those small daily things that I did that created a greater impact. This will make them more achievable when you break them down into those smaller tasks, right? And it will help you to stay on track. But don't be afraid to seek out help and support from others when you do get off track. It can be a friend, family member, a trusted coworker or mentor, someone there to hold you accountable, but also offer encouragement. That makes a big difference in achieving your goals. Another important aspect of committing to thrive is taking care of yourself, physically and mentally. This means making time for regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, majority of the time, if you can't do it on a daily basis, getting enough sleep. I know that's a lot for us to ask, especially those who have kids and multiple things going on. Sleep is usually one of the things that we do not get enough of. I know I don't, and it's something I'm working on all the time. And managing stress. Taking care of yourself will give you the energy and focus you need to tackle your goals and will also help to improve your overall well-being. Last, it is important to remember that setbacks happen. Sometimes we fall down. And it's just a natural part of progression. It's a natural part of the goal achievement process. But when you encounter challenges, it's important that you do not give up. You guys know I've said this multiple times. Every minute, every second, every hour, every day, there's a new opportunity. So it's important for us to remember to always get back up. Always start again. So when you do have a hiccup, learn from it. Adjust if you need to. Every step forward, no matter how small it is progress to achieving those goals that you set forth. So committing to thrive, again, is all about the mindset that you have. It's also about setting and achieving goals that align with your values and your aspirations. That's always key. I always talk about your mission and your vision. And people talk about that, again, about businesses and their careers. But what about your personal mission and your vision? What are your core values? Do these goals align with your values and your aspirations? It's all about taking control of your life and creating the future that you want for yourself and your family. So by setting clear goals, taking action, seeking out the support from others, taking care of yourself, and learning from the setbacks, you can achieve your goals and lead a fulfilling and satisfying life. So take the time to think about what you truly want for your life. What are your ultimate goals? And remember those small steps, those small little tasks, those habits that you have on a daily basis help you in the long run to your greatest achievement. So I want to leave you with this. This is something that I broke down for the women at the retreat to think about the word thrive in a different way, right? We think about thriving as being prosperous. Yes. But breaking it down, for T, be true to yourself. true to your beliefs, your values, true to who you are. H, happy. You know, that's a big thing that I talk about, being happy. We all deserve to be happy, but we control our happiness, not anyone else. But sometimes it's hard for us to be happy and stay happy because of the next letter. And that's R, respect. And that's respect your boundaries. We get upset when clients, employees, coworkers, family members do not respect our boundaries. When we do not respect our boundaries ourselves, people do what you allow them to do. I, intentional. As you all know, being intentional was my thing from last year. Be intentional about everything that you do. Be intentional about your time, your money, things that you say yes to. V is value. Value your worth. Because so many of us do not realize our worth, you bring value to every room that you walk in, every table that you sit at, and every conversation you have. You bring value. E, experience. And that's experience life on your terms. Not on your children's terms, not on your spouse's terms, not on your parents' terms, on your terms. So I hope that different meaning of thrive will help you as you're committing to thrive, looking at your goals, your aspirations. But I do want to leave you with this. There is an African proverb that reads, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. This quote highlights the importance of community and support in achieving our goals. When we commit to thrive, we may face challenges and obstacles along the way. But with the support of others, we are able to push through and achieve our goals. Together, we can go far and achieve great things. And with that, I am happy to announce the Commit to Thrive Club. Yes, I have heard your feedback. I know that many of you want to start to get together and have a community of women that you can talk to, that can support you. So I am launching the Commit to Thrive Club. So whether you are an early stage entrepreneur looking to get started, or an experienced executive who would like to use her current expertise to make additional income, the Commit to Thrive Club is the place for you. The Commit to Thrive Club is designed to provide you with the resources, the support, and community you need to thrive as a woman in business. Each month, we will focus on a different topic that is relevant and timely for women in business. We'll have expert discussions, book discussions, and workshops that will help you develop the skills and the knowledge you need to succeed. Plus, you'll have access to a community of like-minded women who are all working towards similar goals. So if this sounds like you, please sign up. I'll have the link in the show notes. You can also visit my mrpcoach.com website and hit the community button so you can get the latest information on the Commit to Thrive Club. And here's the thing. The first 23 people to sign up will receive the membership for $23 a month. For the first 23 people. And that's only until the end of the month. So if this is something that you are thinking about, you need to move on it quickly. But I do appreciate all the support. And I've again heard your feedback. So I'm delivering on a promise to many of you. So thanks for joining us for this episode of Momming, Surviving, and Thriving. Stay connected by liking, following, and subscribing. We're accepting topic requests and questions, so please send me an email with that information at info@mstpodcast.com. And while you balance it all, remember, there's only one of you. Stay positive and give yourself grace. We're here to support you in community on your journey to becoming happy, healthy, wealthy, and thriving. See you next week.